Welcome to Bible Talk, the program that gives Bible answers to Bible questions. This program is brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. Your speaker is Lynn Huggins, preacher with the St. James Church of Christ.
Last week on our program, we mentioned that obedience is essential if we are to be saved and to go to heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 7, verse 21, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven." To enter the kingdom of heaven, we must do the will of the Father. The Hebrew writer says in Hebrews 5 and verse 9 that Jesus became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Jesus has provided eternal salvation, but it is only for those who will obey him. But many people do not obey Jesus. They have refused to become his disciples. And the question is, why? Last week, we began looking at some reasons people give why they're not Christians, why they have not obeyed the gospel of Christ. Today, we want to continue to look at some of these reasons people give for refusing to come to Jesus and obey him. And if you're one who has given any of these as reasons why you have not obeyed, we hope we will say something that will help you to make the decision to obey Jesus today. Some people give as a reason why they do not become Christians, there are hypocrites in the church. Their thinking is, Christians are just hypocritical people claiming to be good when they're not. And why would I want to become a part of a group of people like that? Well, let me say first of all that we acknowledge that there are people in the church who are not what they claim to be. There are hypocrites in the church. But it should also be acknowledged that not all people in the church are hypocrites. Many in the Lord's church are faithful servants of Christ who are good people. And when they learn of anyone in the church who is a hypocrite, they strive to bring him to repentance. Paul said in Galatians 6 and verse 1, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." James says, "Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins." James 5, verses 19 and 20. And so the faithful strive to bring the sinners to repentance. But we also need to mention that saying there are hypocrites in the church as a reason for not becoming a Christian is illogical. Why would we refuse to obey the Lord because of what others are doing? The Lord is not a hypocrite. He has not done anything against us. Why would I take out on the Lord for what some men are doing? It's like the man who got mad at the dog and kicked the cat. It's illogical. If Jesus is Lord and Savior, then commit your life to him regardless of what other people may do, and then try to help these hypocrites come back to the Lord. Don't refuse to obey the Lord because of the hypocrites. And then another reason why some do not obey the true gospel is because they believe they have already obeyed the gospel and are Christians. Well, let me ask you, is it possible for one to think he is a disciple of Christ when he is not? Well, the answer is yes. You know, Jesus indicates it is not only possible, but probable. In Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 through 23, Jesus said, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Jesus here is referring to people who acknowledged him as Lord. They said to him, "Lord, Lord." And they were even engaged in active service to him. But they did not fully commit themselves to following him in all things. They practiced lawlessness. There are those today who think that they have obeyed the Lord. They call themselves Christians. They are involved in church activities, but they have not truly obeyed the one gospel. You see, there is only one gospel, Galatians 1, verses 6 through 9. And so they refuse to obey the true gospel because they think that they have already obeyed. What this says to us is that each of us who claim to be Christians must examine himself whether he is in the faith. 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5 says, "Examine yourselves as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?" In order to examine ourselves or test ourselves, there has to be a standard by which the test is made. Now that standard is the Bible, God's Word. We determine if we are true followers of Christ by comparing what we believe and practice with what the Bible teaches. If we're not obeying what the Bible teaches, then we are practicing lawlessness. Now we may think we are true disciples of Christ, but we are not. It is so important that we study God's Word to make sure that what we believe and practice is according to the will of God and not according to the doctrines of men. When we apply this test and learn that we have not and are not obeying Jesus, then we must change and render obedience to the true gospel of Christ. But then someone else refuses to obey the gospel because the sacrifice is too great. In their mind, they will have to give up too much to become a Christian. Well, it is true. Becoming a Christian means sacrifices. Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16, verse 24. Following Jesus means we must give up sinful practices. Changes have to be made. But this person doesn't want to make those changes. For example, his occupation may involve him in immoral practices or condoning immoral practices. And coming to Jesus means that he would have to quit that job and look for another. Well, he likes his job. He's making good money, and he's not willing to give it up. Or here's a person whose marriage is an unscriptural marriage. You remember Jesus says in Matthew 19, verse 9, "And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery." Jesus is saying that it is possible for one to marry, and in that marriage he commits adultery. Well, in coming to Jesus to obey him, this one must repent, and repentance requires that he quit the sin, meaning he must leave that adulterous marriage. Well, some refuse to obey Jesus because that sacrifice is too great. Jesus made the statement in Matthew 16, verse 26, "For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Let's say that you gain in this life everything that you want, but you lose your soul in the process. Is it worth it? You end up spending eternity in hell for the momentary pleasures in this life. I ask you, is it worth it? Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 28, "And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." You know, the difficulties we may encounter in this life are one thing, but for our soul and body to be destroyed in hell is another. The difficulties in this life as a result of obeying the Lord are temporary, but the destruction in hell is eternal. The question comes to us again, what will you give in exchange for your soul? The only way our soul can be saved and have eternal life in heaven is to make the sacrifices necessary to obey Jesus. And then someone else says, "I've waited too long. It's too late now." Well, no, it's not too late if you want to be saved. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment." The judgment comes after death, not before. If you are still alive and want salvation, you can come to Jesus and be saved. In the passage we read earlier, Jesus said, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you desire to come to Jesus, you can come. Now, there does come a time when it is too late to come, and that's when we die or when the Lord comes again. When one of these two occurs, then there is no longer an opportunity for one to come and be saved. In Luke chapter 16, Jesus tells the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Both the rich man and Lazarus died. Jesus said that the rich man, being in torments in Hades, lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. Then the rich man cried and said, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame." But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that those who want to pass from here to you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us." You see, after death, there is no second chance. Also in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus tells us the parable of the 10 virgins. These 10 virgins went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 were wise and 5 were foolish. The 5 wise took extra oil with them with their lamps, but the 5 foolish virgins did not. Well, the bridegroom delays his coming and the 10 virgins sleep. Well, when the cry came that the bridegroom was coming, the 5 foolish virgins did not have enough oil for their lamps, and they had to go to purchase more oil. While they were away, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the text says the door was shut. It says afterward the other virgins came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." When the Son of Man comes, that is when Jesus comes again, the door will be shut. And when the door is shut, there will no longer be any opportunities to be saved. Now is the time to prepare for eternity. You can come and obey the gospel of Christ if you desire to come. It's not too late yet. Well, we've been looking at reasons people give as to why they do not obey the gospel of Christ. You know, there really is no justifiable reason to refuse to come to Christ and obey Him. You have every good reason to come and obey: forgiveness of sins, peace of mind, joy, hope of eternal life, pleasing God, having a home in heaven. Why not come to Jesus today? Believe that He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Repent of your sins, confess your faith in Christ, and be baptized in His name for the remission of your sins. Jesus loves you and wants to save you, but you must come in obedience. Why not obey Him today? Well, our time is gone for today, and we thank you for listening. If you have any questions about us or about anything that we have talked about today on the program, please contact us. You can call us at 573-263-4690. Or you may send us an email. Our email address is sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. sjchurch@sjchurchofchrist.com. Also, before we close, we want to invite you to check out our website. On this website, you're able to hear sermons on a variety of Bible topics, and you also are able to hear previous Bible Talk radio broadcasts. The web address is sjchurchofchrist.com, sjchurchofchrist.com.
You have been listening to Bible Talk, brought to you by the St. James Church of Christ in St. James. You're invited to the services of the St. James Church of Christ, Sunday morning at 9:30 for Bible classes and 10:15 for worship, Sunday evening at 5 for worship, Wednesday night Bible classes at 7. The church building is located at 685 Sydney Street in St. James, where Sydney Street and Highway B intersect. Thank you for listening, and join us again next week at the same time for Bible Talk.